Hello, I'm with Stephen Timms this morning at the Labour Party conference. Hi, Stephen. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
I guess I'm going to start by really asking your reaction to today's news about the miners.
The terrible news, and of course it follows another terrible mining accident only a couple of weeks earlier. It just seems to have been a spate of these incidents, and we've had obviously a much smaller mining industry in the UK now than we had in the past, and we kind of haven't had any of these incidents for a long time now. Whether there is something happening here, it's rather early to say, but it's obviously terrible news, and particularly awful for those, for the families of those affected.
Yeah, sure. And it really brings into the sharp focus the real health and safety, you know, rather than the, you know, the sort of banner headlines of the Daily Mail. You know, there really is a tangible sort of end result of health and safety sometimes.
Yeah. I think those headlines are silly. The truth is that health is a very important concern, not least in terms of the well-being of the economy. One of the things that interests me, and I'm Shadow Employment Minister, is the extent to which it's possible to support people who have a health problem getting back into work. And I think people with specialist health and safety expertise can play a very valuable role there. Because the more we can get people off benefit and into work and help them ease the transition back into work, the better it is for everybody.
Yeah, of course. And just to touch on another aspect of health and safety, it's obviously workplace violence. And there's been a study out, particular health workers being subjected to threats of physical violence and actual physical violence, and obviously your circumstances last year as well. Obviously, that's obviously changed you as a person. I was wondering about your parliamentary work. Do you do a lot more work now with committees in terms of trying to prevent workplace violence?
Well, you're right. I was stabbed in my constituency surgery in May last year. That hasn't really changed very much what I do, except that, you know, we have slightly rearranged the layout of my surgery, so hopefully somebody coming in with a similar intention in the future would find it a bit harder than the young woman did on that occasion. But that incident certainly provoked MPs, or it provoked the police, I think, around the country to contact MPs and say to them, well, let's come and have a look at how your surgeries are laid out and to give some advice about how to minimise the likelihood of that happening to anybody else.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, thanks for talking to us today, Stephen. I hope you have a good conference.
Thank you. Thanks for supporting us.
Thank you.